Our debate about the financial crisis has revealed, among other things, a great deal about our complicated feelings when it comes to money. For many of us, money is not merely legal tender, but a tool for enforcing standards of behavior. Since we give money as a reward and take it away as punishment, it didn't seem to make sense to send a stupendous amount of it to the very institutions held responsible for initiating our financial crisis. Others regard money as a source of guidance. Left unfettered, it will tell us what works, and government intervention only distorts that process. Yet both these attitudes ignore the cruel asymmetry of the business cycle. Booms may lavish inordinate rewards on a few, but busts can take away the little that many among us have. The market sets prices. It is not a court of law, and the justice it delivers is terrible, swift, and indiscriminate. But at the heart of the matter is a fundamental misperception about what our money really is. The receipt from the ATM and the monthly brokerage statement contribute to the illusion that what each of us sees as my money exists somehow in isolation from everybody else's. And certainly, with a few clicks of the mouse and a trip to the bank, we can convert that number into something tangible. But if we were all to do that, the truth would soon emerge that the sum of the parts is far less than the whole. What we consider our money exists in a web of obligation and investment. We may view it as an autonomous expression of our hard labor or good fortune, but it is really no more than an infinitesimal percentage of a global pool of money that expands and contracts like a living thing. Appropriately, money is the ultimate two-sided coin. We like what it can do for us, but we resent what we have to do for it. It has the sweet smell of success and the stench of exploitation. Finally, although it is certainly distributed unequally, it is still something that we all share. And so it is that the task of fixing the mechanisms we use to move money around is a challenge in which we all must participate. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.